absolute lunacy. Uh-huh. And I had to answer some questions.
But people were asking numbers still the same.
You know why they can't get over to the tally?
Okay, that's good. No, that's good. When it's so busy that they can't finish their jobs, that's good.
Right.
Because they will finish their jobs later. But okay, 212-968-0500 is our phone number. We have an important announcement that we want to play in just a couple of moments. We'll be doing that just after we look at a couple other news items. Bernie, is there any comment on the piece that we just read?
I was quite touched by that. It was it's very sobering to read that and realize that the kinds of things that we're going to see implemented in this country very soon are exactly the kinds of things that our own politicians railed against not too many years ago as symbolic of a communist country. And I'm not saying we're becoming communist. I'm just saying that the characteristics of this legislation aren't too far off from what our own politicians were saying was evil not too long ago. So we should have a little sense of history and look back and see what it is that we really stand for, and you know, what is it we're fighting for here, people? I mean, we're fighting for liberty, supposedly, and ironically, we're seeing restrictions on liberty that are just unprecedented in this country. And I think you're right on the money, Emmanuel, about, you know, us losing some very important things that we're never going to get back once we lose them. I think people should really, you know, I can't even say write your legislators now because they're not opening their mail.
You can fax them.
Or telephone them.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, they're not in the office, as you know.
You know,
that's right, they're not in their office.
Speaking of losing things, they're gone forever. We must keep WBAI around.
That's right.
If you don't contribute $5, $50, $10, this could go away to the ether, and it's not coming back. 212-968-0500.
Jim joins us. What are your perspectives on this whole mess we seem to be in?
Well, I just can't deal with the fact that being opposed to any of these new legislations would be un-American. These legislations are un-American in their nature. You know, we're talking about fighting for liberty, and we're giving up our liberties as we speak. And if you say anything against it, you're going to get blacklisted, and you're going to be un-American. And hey, you can end up on some kind of investigation yourself. You know, who knows what's going to happen? I think it's going to get extremely bad.
Yeah, and it's getting there too. I mean, there's a story in citypaper.net. Bernie, I think you alerted me to this one, where a guy was actually kept from getting on an airplane because of the book he was carrying.
It was a novel.
He was carrying a novel, and what, they objected to the picture on the front cover?
Yeah, it was a novel about an environmental activist, a violent environmental activist, extreme minority, I might add. It had this picture, I think it was even a cartoon picture of a hand. It was a drawing of a hand holding a bunch of sticks of dynamite with an alarm clock, you know, like a typical Hollywood-type bomb prototype. And this is a work of fiction. And this guy tried to get on a plane. Well, why don't you read the story? I just sent it to you.
Well, it's a huge story.
Don't read it. Well, this guy got onto this guy, he's an American citizen, lives here in Philadelphia. He went to get on a plane, I forget where, but it was to somewhere else in the United States.
It was to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. It was to Phoenix, okay. And when he went through security, that book was looked at. And the security people scowled at it and let him through. And then a few minutes later, he found himself surrounded by, what was it?
National Guard.
National Guardsmen, armed soldiers he was surrounded by.
For reading the wrong book.
Now, basically, the National Guardsman said he took the book and asked me why I was reading it.
Yeah, then they started flipping through it and making notes.
Mm-hmm. They examined the novel for 45 minutes, scratching out notes the entire time. They questioned him about the purpose of his trip to Phoenix. Unbelievable. And
then they wouldn't let him on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so what? He went home and he called, what airline was it?
I think it was United.
It was United. He went home and got rid of the book and came back.
Yes. Yeah.
And
he brought a different book with him.
This time he was flagged for reading a Harry Potter book.
Yeah, he brought a Harry Potter book with him.
They flagged them for that?
Oh, they went through the Harry Potter book, too.
This time they took my Harry Potter book, and about four people studied it for 20 minutes. And finally, they felt he was not a security threat. They told him to be permitted on the plane, but that he couldn't pass through security until 2:30 p.m. At the appointed time, an escort took him through security while at least 15 law enforcement officials looked on. But then he was ushered into a private interrogation room. They patted me down and found nothing, he said. But when he emerged from the room, a supervisor of airport operations for United told him he would not be allowed to fly. He said he didn't know the reason why, just conveying the information. This was after
United told him that he could fly.
Mm-hmm.
After he complained about the first treatment.
Did this guy ever get out of Philadelphia, or was he still stuck there?
You know, I think I don't know what happened, because uh-huh. The story was written before we got to that point. But I don't know. Well, I guess he probably would have had the same trouble on Amtrak, the way they're... You know, you played that message earlier. You have to show all kinds of personal identification just to get on a train anymore.
And, you know, we can't even begin to discuss what Arab Americans are going through. This guy isn't even Arab American. what's going on with people traveling who look like they might be Arab? They're being questioned a lot more. I've heard all kinds of instances. The airlines and the authorities say that they're random checks, you know, and everybody is subject. But they're obviously not random. In fact, I heard of a case where one person was stopped twice in one day. What seems to be happening is that certain people are targeted and then other people are randomly targeted to make it seem as if the whole thing is random. It's insane. This kind of reaction is completely what we should not be doing, and it's completely ineffective as well. In addition to all of this, there's support growing for a national ID card. Saw a headline today in the SiliconValley.com.
Larry Ellison.
Support grows for Ellison's national ID card proposal. If only it were Harlan Ellison, but no, it's Larry Ellison, Silicon Valley software mogul. His proposal to create a national ID card has gained substantial ground in the interest of top Bush administration officials and a signal that the controversial idea may be closer to reality than ever. In an interview with the Mercury News last Tuesday, Ellison, the chairman and CEO of Oracle, said he met with U.S. Attorney General Ashcroft and officials at the CIA and FBI in Washington, D.C. over the past week to discuss the idea. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, you know, the one who opens the mail with the radiation suits, she has endorsed it. Other tech executives have jumped on board, and even some prominent civil libertarians have said the idea is worth pursuing. We are in the process of putting a proposal together and analyzing what it would take to get to something... to get something running in a matter of a small number of months, like 3 months, 90 days.
Cool.
Yeah, we're getting the
did you get another pledge or something?
That's the bat line.
Yeah. Well, I can't answer the bat line when I'm on the phone, so there. While I'm on the air, rather.
Is everybody missing this? But weren't these alleged terrorists equipped with a government identification already?
I believe so.
Yeah, they had a pilot identification.
It wouldn't have done anything. That's the point. It would not. People can carry fake ID. They can get around these systems.
I'm feeling some un-American also, in this room.
Maybe we'll just skip this step altogether and go to the chip in the head.
You have to be able to read brainwaves. We won't be able to stop terrorism.
I believe also Mr. Ellison, who is the CEO of Oracle, is proposing that this ID be backed by an Oracle database.
They're looking at getting something running in a matter of 90 days. We can put this technology up very, very quickly. The idea of a national ID card has been debated since the 1930s, but Ellison's proposal in the wake of the September 11 terrorist attacks has reignited the dispute over privacy and security.
We can't even do a decent census, and they think that this is going to go through?
Like I said, folks, scary times.
I brought a CD just in case you get a little too un-American.
Okay.
It's an entire American CD songs of American, America the Beautiful.
All right. Let's get some phone calls coming in, folks. That number still hasn't changed. I guess the people are still writing things down.
They're crazy in there.
Okay. Well,
the lines right now don't look like they're doing anything.
So call 212-968-0500.
That's right. The phone lines are open. And
if we don't raise another $3,000 in the next 50 minutes, we're selling the station to Clear Channel.
Oh, no.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Because technically, Off the Hook does have the power to do that. I don't know how we got that power, but we can sell the station to Clear Channel.
Excellent.
Yeah. I never asked for the power, but it was left in my mailbox. Emmanuel, you have the power now to sell the station to Clear. I can't sell it to anybody else, just to Clear Channel.
I better call now.
Yeah, so please make those phone lines ring, 212-968-0500. Let's get a flurry of phone calls, and then we'll be taking your phone calls as well in the moments that we have left. Now, we said that we have an important announcement, and we do. We have an important announcement that I'm going to play for you now. And it's not something that I really ever wanted to have to play, but time seemed to have dictated this. Last week, when I came into the radio station to do the show, as you may recall, I was a bit flustered. I'd just gone through what's known as a rail condition, whatever that is, on the subway. And I just got here at exactly the stroke of 8, which is when the program usually goes on the air. And, you know, it's one of those things. You fly through the door and sit down and go on mic and do a radio show. And basically you hopefully prepare the radio show before you get to the station so that you can actually do something halfway intelligent. So I had all this information prepared. I ran in and sat down. And that's when Isaac, who you know has been on this radio program for, I guess, about the last 4 years or so, handed me a CD. And he said, I'd like you to play this at the end of the show. It's tonight's my last night, and this 10-minute CD explains why. Well, at the time I was presented with that, I said, look, I'm not going to do that because, first of all, there's been absolutely no conversation concerning this matter before. I wanted an opportunity to talk to him about this before he made a decision like that. I said, look, let's talk about this and see what's going on here. What's the problem? So basically I said, look, I'll play this thing next week, but I want to talk to you before we go and take that step. Unfortunately, he didn't stick around after the show. Never got a chance to actually talk to him about this. But I made it clear that I did not think this was a good move, but I agreed to actually play this announcement that he recorded. I know Mike also tried to talk to him and didn't work out. So this is a message from Isaac as to why he's leaving off the hook, and we'll take your phone calls right afterwards.
Lady and gentlemen listeners, good evening. I'm taking this time to advise you of a decision which, though long in the making, has finally been made. This will be my last broadcast as a regular commentator here on Off the Hook. I'm sure that there is a part of the audience cheering right now. I've been told that there may be a small segment of the audience weeping. I'm much more interested, and always have been, in you, those that are listening. You are no doubt asking yourself, why? In the interest of becoming a better Boolean being, I'll first address the not why. I am not leaving because of any policy or change thereof at WBAI. I've never been involved in those decisions and reserve any opinion I may have of them. I'm not leaving due to an unresolved financial situation with the station. Though it is strongly indicative of the serious issues I have with remaining on the air here, I am not so petty as to allow this to impact my decision-making. Any legal action taken related to this non-payment for services rendered are, likewise, irrelevant. I'm not leaving because of any personal mistreatment I've received at the station. Those persons I've had contact with have been nothing but pleasant, and I shall miss the regular opportunities to chat with them. I'm not leaving because Emmanuel has asked or told me to do so. He has never made such a request, nor do I believe that he would ever make such a request of me. In fact, despite whatever on-air clashing you've borne witness to each week, outside the program, we are cordial and friendly. Finally, I'm not leaving because of calls made or emails sent by audience members that wish this voice to be silenced. I have no regard for their tedious malignment. The only exception to this is that their absence would be an indication to me that I'm doing something wrong. That said, I'll attempt to address the why. To do this, I'd like to play for you a song. It was written by an artist whose body of work can be called Waking to Reason, or perhaps it is more appropriately self-titled Chasing Down the Dawn. Miss Jewel Kilcher has earned my admiration and respect, and I hope one day to have the honor of sharing even an hour with her in philosophical conversation. I'd like to play a track from her album Spirit, entitled Life Uncommon, and I encourage you listeners to practice your skill on the lyrics.
Don't worry, Mother, it'll be all right. Don't worry, sister, say your prayers and sleep tight. It'll be fine, lover of mine. and lend your voices only to sounds of freedom. No longer lend your strength to that which you wish to be free from. Fill your lives with love and bravery, and you shall lead a life uncommon. I've heard your anguish, I've heard your heart's cry out. We are tired, we are weary, but we aren't worn out.
Mildly shocking and amusing to me when I contemplate that I've been a regular part of this program for the past 4 years. Shocking that so much time has passed, and amusing that I didn't notice it go. I came to Off the Hook following the Beyond Hope conference in 1997. I saw my role chiefly as bringing technical expertise to the table. Over the years, I hope I've successfully shed some light onto the dark nooks and crannies of the complex systems we find ourselves surrounded by in the world today. As time passed, though, I found the program gradually shifting its focus. I initially came to be part of a program about hacking, concerned with technology, how it worked, how it can work, and its role in our lives. As time passed, the program moved to being less about hacking and more about hackers, their goals, their lives, their problems. It is on this last aspect that the focus has drifted still further, away from the technology itself and towards the problems with policy surrounding technology. In its latest form, the program seems to concentrate on the general impact of policy that vaguely connects with technology. As this change was taking place, I and my role evolved. As we moved towards hackers, I provided the perspectives of a hacker. As we moved toward policy, I brought the counterpoint to the popular argument. All the while, though, the technology marched on and was being ignored. I felt quiet frustration that important developments and events were not being recognized due to running out of time. I found myself, especially in the most recent weeks, accomplishing nothing more than justifying a sagacious position for the hour. While I am able to do so quite well, I walked away each time with not only the knowledge that the technology was still being ignored, but also that little progress was made in any direction. That my strength was being tapped not to build, but to merely defend that which should not require defense. I found that I was not alone in this feeling. There are those that had found me and vented their frustration. I encouraged them not to listen to the program if it bothered them so. And this had taken a very heavy toll on me. It was a terrible violation of my integrity, both as a man and a broadcaster, to turn people away from the work of which I should be very proud. The transgression did not end there, though. I found myself ashamed to be associated with the station and its regular programming. I'd recently had the misfortune of tuning in at various times to hear some of the most vile, vitriolic, anti-American speech I'd ever encountered. It is not so much that the voices from the ether intelligently presented controversial viewpoints, but that they were so adamantly defending the absolutely irrational. This personal situation required resolution, and I have done so by leaving this program. I doubt that this will be the last you hear of me on the air. You couldn't keep me out of radio if you tried. This is truly the greatest of broadcast media, and I have hope that a program better suited to the interests of both you and myself will come to be. If you want to contact me for any reason, you are more than welcome to do so via email, isaac@ctech.org, India Zulu Alpha Alpha Charlie at Sierra Echo Tango Echo Charlie dot Oscar Romeo Golf, or by post, Isaac Falcon, P.O. Box 770574, Woodside, New York, 11377-0574. Thank you for listening. Good night, and God bless.
And that was Isaac's farewell. And while there's much I could say at this point, I'd rather open up the phones and hear what you have to say. 212-209-2900 is our call in line. At the same time, I encourage you to keep the pledge line ringing, because that's what's going to keep us here in weeks, months, years to come. And that number is 212-968-0500. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say it's sorry to see Isaac go. I thought he added a nice voice of reason to the show.
Okay, thanks for your comment. Good evening, you're on the air. Okay, good evening, you're on the air. Speak up, please.
Manuel?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if this would be in something you guys would know about, but erasing audio cassette tapes is the only... I bought something at Radio Shack, but it's kind of cumbersome to use it. Now, is there some other way to do that? Like some machine? Because I know, like, they have... Oh, and also I needed a rewinder for cassette tapes.
Well, they have those things. They have something known as a bulk eraser, which will allow you to erase the entire tape just by putting it over you press a button, a magnetic field goes off, and your whole tape is wiped. It's a pretty scary thing, actually, but they have those. We have them at the radio station. I was just looking at some audio magazines. I'd like to ask people, I don't want to dictate terms too much, but we obviously have talked about quite a few dramatic things tonight, both in the future of what's awaiting us in this country and in this world, and also what we just heard from Isaac. So I'd like to be able to confine the remarks to those subjects. And, of course, we have all the other weeks of the year to talk about technical things of other natures as well. So I just would like to hear some feedback. And again, I also must stress all of our call-in lines are busy right now, so you won't get through with that. If you want to support the station, support the radio show, add your voice to the list of people who keep us going. It's extremely important. It's the only thing that keeps us going. That number is 212-968-0500. We have special pledge levels that our pledge people will be happy to tell you about. Again, please make those numbers go up. We're at $2,600, which is a very good number to be at, but we don't want to stay at that number for too long, and hopefully there are many more pledges yet to be counted. 212-968-0500. Let's take some more phone calls. Good evening. You're on. Okay, and people, please stay on the phone when you call. You're on. Hello? Okay, that person's having trouble with their phone. How about you? Good evening.
Emmanuel.
Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, Emmanuel.
What's up?
There's a term that has been being used recently in the world. It's called cognitive dissonance. Now, Isaac said that it was more important to talk about the technology than the government policy affecting it. Now, if this isn't the most cognitively dissonant statement a person could make in these times, I don't know what is. Do you agree with me?
I'm actually just content to listen right now.
What?
I'm just content to listen to what you're saying right now.
Okay. I'm just saying that at MIT, I believe the term is tool.
Mm-hmm.
A person is a tool. And I can't believe he's that naive. I at one time said he was somebody, a government agent in training, and I think that still applies. So I'm going to hang up with someone else call.
Okay, and we're going to try to figure out what that weird noise is that seems to be coming on all the phone calls right now. okay, it's awfully strange. It's a bug in the machine. All right, call in lines 212-209-2900. Good evening, you're on the air. Okay, this is really something bizarre going on with our phones. Now I'm going to play that dial tone again. And you hear this noise? I thought I heard feedback. Okay, I guess I didn't. I'm not sure if something strange is going on. Let's try over here. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question. You were talking about the national ID card.
Uh-huh.
I've heard some, you know, conversations or some reports about that in the past. What exactly is the point of having a national ID card? I mean, why is the government suggesting that this would deter anything?
Okay, this is definitely feedback of some sort.
Something in queue?
No, it's nothing in queue.
Are you something? Some of your pots are red.
All right, hold on. Let's bring this one up. Hello? Again. Are you still there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
This seems to have fixed it. Hang on, I'm going to try something else, and then we'll see if it comes back. Say something now? You there? Okay, you're not on that one. You're on this one. But if I bring this up, I'll bet we get feedback.
Okay.
No, we don't get feedback. Okay, I don't understand
it
then.
It only happens
when you don't want it to.
I'm still here.
Okay, you're still there. So, I'm sorry, just repeat what you said again. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, repeat what you said again.
Okay, I guess my question is about the national ID cards. I read a little bit about it, and I'm just trying to understand. You mentioned it tonight. What is the point of having a national ID card?
Okay, what is the point of having a national ID card? Good question. That's what we're trying to figure out ourselves. We imagine it would be for the purpose of tracking people, knowing where they are, who they are. But again, such efforts have never been proven to be something that that makes a more secure society. It makes a more watched over society, but I don't think it does anything to improve security. I don't see how it could.
It makes it easier for law enforcement officials because currently they have 50 ID cards that they must be familiar with. So mm-hmm. if there's just, which are the 50 states, if there's, well, and plus different passports and so forth, if there is one national ID card, they know what it looks like, and that's that.
That's right.
That makes it easier. You only got to fake one card now instead of faking one of the 50, you know. It's
mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you do, you're going to be a domestic terrorist. That's probably what the difference is going to be. All right, let's try to take some more phone calls. And again, I guess we got to keep the comments brief because this phone system is possessed by some kind of demon.
It's possessed by Isaac.
Yeah, whatever. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
I can barely hear it. There's
okay.
A whole lot of... like noise in the background, but nonetheless, I was wondering in regards to the same question, national ID card, and I think someone had mentioned it just now. what will happen then with all the people that they tend to usually eliminate during the census? If everyone has a national ID card, does that mean they're going to have to give an accurate count finally?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Depends what kind of information is actually on that card.
Exactly. But I'm also disappointed Isaac has left. Sometimes I've found his viewpoints a little off, but I think he really did contribute a lot to the show, and I hope whatever endeavor he engages in for the future works out for him in that sense and way.
Yeah, thank you. And that's my feelings as well. I mean, we differed on so much over the years, almost everything, in fact. And the point is, a radio station like WBAI is a place where you can do that, where you can have differing opinions, and they err. The differing opinions err. Unlike what we are seeing in mass media today. I saw an amazing piece on CBC last night, and anyone who has the capability of doing this should do this. They should figure out a way to get Canadian broadcasting. If you have satellite television, DirecTV, Dish Network, you get a channel called News World International, and they have a CBC program once a night called The National, which is an incredible news program that we don't see the likes of in this country. They had a piece about 20 minutes long about dissent in the United States, and how dissent in the United States is something that is being ignored and demonized as anti-American, people who are simply expressing themselves. And I find it incredibly sad and ironic that in this country where we profess to be champions of freedom of speech, we don't have, I don't know what it is, we don't have the courage, we don't have the responsibility to show what people are saying of all sides, not just one side, not just the emotional reaction, but let's consider this as a free society and talk about it. And I disagreed with a lot of what Isaac said in his statement, but the thing I have to say that I took offense to the most is the categorization of the radio station, of people on the radio station, as being anti-American. And I think that's something that none of us have the right to do that. None of us have the right to say, my view is pro-American, your view is anti-American. That's if it was after 10 o'clock, I could say another word, but it's nonsense. It really is. We have differing opinions on all kinds of things, and to force people into one particular mode and say that is pro-American, everything else is anti-American, it's just completely wrong. I have felt in this city a kinship to so many people over the past month and however many days it's been. And that's something that comes from a horrible tragedy that has struck all of us. That's got nothing to do with what we do in response, how we respond. We have all kinds of differing opinions as to what the best way of doing this is. We have differing opinions as to what led to the events of September 11th, as to where the ingredients were brought together to make this happen. All of that is irrelevant to what happened, and that is what has brought people together, and that is what has gotten us to share our grief. And I think that's something that that is very important. It's very important to hold on to that, you know, to hold on to that kind of kinship that has come out of that particular event, and not to attach to it any conditions saying that you're either with us or against us, as one leader has said. I think that's childish. It's not fair. It's not right. And in this particular place, this particular radio station, I've heard some of the most intelligent dialogue anywhere. And I know that there are many people who are not here right now who should be here sharing their dialogue. And I hope one day they are here to do just that, because that's what this place is. It's a clearinghouse of information. It's a family. It's a place where all kinds of ideas naturally come together, where people turn to hear differing opinions. We can't let that change. We can't say, oh, we're afraid to broadcast this information because we'll be labeled in a certain way. Well, the people who do the labeling are the ones who are wrong. And you have to open up your mind and listen to other people. And that's what I've tried to do over the last 4 years, even though, virtually every aspect of conversation that Isaac and I had was a differing of opinion of one sort or another, I felt it was fair to the audience and to the listeners and to me and to him to exchange these ideas and not to shut one side out or another side out. You know, if you can't defend your position, then you don't really have much of a position to start with. And I think the one thing we need to do is never label people and never assume what someone's allegiance is because of the things that they say. And I mean, I consider the people at this radio station to be more pro-American than almost anybody I know. It's just maybe your definition of America is a little bit different than what my definition of America is.
You know, I think Isaac was a great counterpoint, and good radio is about differing opinions. Shows that have two people that always agree are pretty boring. Mm-hmm. If you have counterpoints and different ideas brought to the table, and Isaac was great at that, at playing devil's advocate and bringing other ideas and issues to the table, it makes for good educational radio. Where I disagreed with him is WBAI, I think, is a forum for discussion, and there are going to be things on here that you think are complete crankpots, things that you don't agree with, but there are alternate ideas, alternate viewpoints, and just as we needed Isaac on this show to be that alternate, that counterpoint, we need that on this radio station. It can't be the 24-hour propaganda channel where it's just one idea shoved down your throat. The second thing, and I will agree with him that this show isn't as much about technology and hacking as it could be. However, Bernie S., who I've become good friends with ever since the second Hope conference, Beyond Hope, would much rather be talking about radios and hacking and phones and all sorts of really fun stuff. But when Secret Service agents stormed into his friend's house where he was and pointed guns at him and took him off and he spent a year in prison, suddenly your perception and the things you consider important changes. Yeah, you'd really like to be dealing with some of that geeky stuff, but there's some bigger issues at hand. And I think Emmanuel, who has been hit with lawsuits for everything from, you know, owning the wrong piece of software to registering the wrong domain name, these are issues that have to be brought up, because if Emmanuel gets hit with it, if Bernie gets hit with it, then hundreds, if not thousands, of people nationwide are going to be hit with it. And those are things that need to be brought to the table. I'd much rather be talking about shortwave all the time and some cool phone tricks that we found out, but there's some spooky stuff going on politically, and I think we have to talk about that.
And that stuff is not going to not be there if we don't talk about it. And we are the targets many, many times because we're out there in the open. So it's more or less an obligation of us to focus on that, because, yeah, it's fun to play with technology, and we intend to do that quite a bit and share that information as much as we possibly can. That's going to be kind of irrelevant if it all becomes illegal, or if people are locked away for having the wrong technology. It's certainly turned into more of a social type of a thing where we have to keep an eye on what laws are being passed and what's happening to people who have things like what Bernie had or intrude in the wrong areas like Kevin Mitnick did. You have to pay attention to this or you'll become a victim of it. And I would hope that our radio show has done that over the years, educated people as to what the trends are, not just the technological trends. I mean, we do have technological programs on this radio station that deal more with just the technological issues, such as the Personal Computer Show on Wednesdays. And we're not that. We've always focused on what's going on society-wise as well. And I think 2600 has done that in addition. We focus on the social aspects and the implications of the technology that we are talking about and that we would like to talk about all the time if we had that ability, if we had that right. Unfortunately, we don't, and we can't make the evil go away by simply ignoring it. We have to confront that. Bernie, are you there?
Turn the radio music down.
What music?
I'm hearing a Clockwork Orange very loud.
Oh, really? Okay.
Huh.
That's interesting. Okay, apparently this CD player...
It's still loud.
Hold on. I'm reaching over.
All I hear is a clockwork orange.
There, I stopped it.
Bernie, are you having a flashback?
God, I've been listening to that for the half hour.
Okay, well, no, you've helped us determine what the problem was. Apparently, this CD player that I had to use because the other CD player broke, apparently that's patched into the phone in such a way that it doesn't show up on the board here as patched into the phone system.
So it's not demons.
Yeah, it's not demons. It's a CD player. But I turned it off, so you should not hear that noise anymore. But at least that solved that technical problem. We can take some more phone calls.
Here's another technical problem. We're broke.
$29.75?
That's pretty good, but we've only got 20 minutes left to show BAI that this is a good show about hacking, and it should stay on the air.
But we're not showing BAI. We're showing the world.
Oh, yeah.
We are BAI. So, you know, we're here to...
Well, BAI knows.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, when they look at the thing and it says off the hook, didn't come through...
Well, yeah, when there are negative numbers, they
show about donuts.
There are
or something.
Questions raised, but you know, we definitely want more phone calls to come in. So we have several pledge levels, and again, this is, I believe, the only time. We haven't gotten this verified yet. Maybe we can get this verified in the next 20 minutes, whether we're on next week or not, but I don't think we are. This is our only appearance during the fall fundraiser. For a $75 pledge, you can get a terrific book on shortwave that will give you everything you need to know, as well as what stations are on the air, what frequencies and what languages, at what times. That's for a $75 pledge. For $125, you get that plus the brand new 2600 T-shirt, which has not yet been released, and nobody has it yet. And you'll get that before anybody else does, except for the other people that pledge along with you. And, of course, you can pledge any amount whatsoever. Just give a call, 212-968-0500. It's extremely important because that's what keeps this place going. We do not have commercials. Remember that. We don't have commercials. Other radio stations constantly barrage you with commercials, and because they barrage you with commercials, it means you can't say certain things. I can say Microsoft sucks. I can say that on the air. Ooh. I can say any corporation I like sucks. I really can.
You could say Oracle sucks.
I can say that. And, you know, I can speak out against certain things. And yeah, it may offend some people. I don't think we'd be doing the right thing if it didn't offend some people. That's not the purpose of us saying it, but, you know, speech is offensive. There's no question about it. It makes people think. It makes people react. But it has to be spoken. You have to talk. You can't ignore things. You can't ignore the unpleasantries of life. Tune around on the FM dial and see how many stations are ignoring the unpleasantries of life. They play music. They give you the same news every other station gives you because they're all owned by the same people. We're different. We're the only radio station that on this FM dial here in New York City that is not controlled in that particular way. And I know that a lot of people are saying that, oh, yeah, there's all kinds of evil forces that are controlling BAI and Pacifica and all that. Listen, there are bad things going on, and I'm the first to admit it. But if the place isn't here, we can't fix it.
Right.
So right now, what I'm asking is if people are happy with what we've been doing on this particular radio show, Off the Hook, call, pledge, show your support, invest in the radio station, and become a voice so that you can stand there and say that you are part of this, and this is what you want. This is what you want to hear. It matters. Everybody who calls in is the equivalent of a corporate sponsor, except you're a human being. Imagine the power. Imagine the power of actually contributing to a place and knowing that you're a part of it, and you will always be welcome to our particular show here at Off the Hook, and I assume to many others at this radio station. That's what community radio is all about. That's what we have to be about. It won't survive any other way without the community. And I talk to people who are involved in all kinds of struggles and who want to bring all kinds of changes, and I understand some of the frustration that's going on with what's been happening here. And what's been happening here kind of reflects what's happening throughout radio and the whole rest of the world. But the way to fight it, the way to fix it, is to be a part of it, not to walk away from it. A lot of people are walking away. And when you walk away, you're gone, you know. You will be replaced by some other listener, I'm sure. Somebody else will come along and say, hey, you know, I like what you do, but I'd rather you play country music underneath you while you talk. And then we'll suddenly get more people that decide to do things in a different way, and that's the direction that we will steer. If you like the radio station the way that you've been hearing it over the last 2.5 hours, then call up and pledge and say that. And then we'll have some strength to keep going and keep the place moving in a particular direction. It's all about freedom of speech and freedom of broadcasting. And as long as we have listener supporters, we can continue to do that. We lose those listener supporters, okay, yeah, the station will go down the drain and probably be bought out by somebody and
Clear
taken
Channel.
Over. Clear Channel, they buy everything. Or worse, this is my nightmare.
NPR.
Well, NPR already has enough radio stations, I think. But it'll suddenly become too much to have a radio station like this in the middle of the FM commercial band. And we'll have to get something down below 92 that's like, you know, 3,000 watts instead, that only reaches Manhattan Island and part of Staten Island. And, you know, that it won't technically be selling the license, but it'll be, you know, downgrading. And the only reason for that is because there's no support. And if there's no support, well, then we have to downgrade. That's a bad thing. That's a very bad thing. And you could say, yeah, you know, the station is not exactly as I want it right now, and until it is, I'm not going to support it. That argument doesn't work, because by the time it gets to that, it'll never get to that point. What I'm trying to say is it'll evaporate before you can build it to that point, because the support won't be there.
You have to make change within.
Yeah, it's hard. It's not easy. You know, it's and I don't think people realize how frustrating it is to come in here and ask for money when there are all these, you know, concerns and frustrations being expressed by many people. But the one thing I do know is that as long as we have the station, we have something to fight about and something to fight for and something to improve. And there are a lot of people out there that have opinions. We want to open it up to those people so that they can speak, they can have a voice.
212-968-0500.
Show your support. Keep the place going.
Even if it's $5. We prefer, yeah, 50, but $5.
We prefer 1,000. You know, did anybody come through at the friend level?
A
good friend level?
How do you become a good friend of Emmanuel?
By pledging $1,000.
We should have a thing where you can have dinner with Emmanuel Goldstein if you contribute $1,000.
Well, there's an idea.
What do you think about that? Maybe do like a little...
Who buys?
Huh?
Who buys? Do I have to buy? Or
yes.
Oh, for God's sake.
Dude, if somebody gives $1,000, they have dinner with you, uh-huh, they have a little candlelight.
$1,075 with the dinner included there.
All right. 212-968-0500. Let's get some more phone calls coming in. Bernie, any last words from you?
Well, I would like to actually call that number you announced and officially get my pledge in before the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I suggest you do that.
Right.
You need to add $75 to your existing total.
Uh-huh. Well, it's at $29.75 now.
Okay, so that would be...
Well, that would bring us over 3,000.
3,050.
All right.
We have phones ringing, and we have volunteers down there. In fact, I think Mike's one of them, either that or Mike left, but I think he went down to the tally room to take phone calls, which is great.
What did I say? Tally-ho.
Tally-ho. And thanks so much for your support, Bernie. It's a true testament that after all you've been through, that you would donate money to the radio station as well. And I think that's...
If anything, that's the best reason I can think of. Mm-hmm. To support this station.
Yeah.
Not just as what the station did for me and the show did for me, but for what it's done for a lot of other people and opened people's eyes as to what's going on in the world.
That's right. And let's say we had the controversy that's surrounding this place 5 years ago, and somebody would say, hey, I'm not going to support the radio station because it's not what I want it to be, during the time that you were in prison. And let's say that was a key amount of money that we weren't able to raise. We weren't able to fix the phone system because of that, and we weren't able to take your phone calls from prison. See, the point is, we're still able to do things like this. We're still able to talk about these issues. That has not gone away. So until something like that does go away, it makes sense to support the show that brings it to you. I've been doing this for almost 3 hours now, so if that didn't make any sense, try and put it together so it does. But... The point is that if you're listening and you like what you hear, support that. If you're listening and you don't like what you hear, don't support that. So if you don't like what I'm saying, don't support it. If you do like what I'm saying, please support it.
So what are you talking about?
Oh, I tried to make sense. I really tried there. 212-968-0500. I'm 3 hours is just too long to be begging for money. It really is.
Well, it stinks that we have to beg for money.
But
it'd be very easy to get a sales team.
I would beg for money for 12 hours straight rather than play a single commercial. How about that?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. What are you looking at me like that for?
it's a manual thought. See, here's my idea.
Bernie, go make your pledge.
I'm going to go make my pledge.
We'll talk to you soon.
Listen to the rest of the show, then I'm going to turn on my shortwave radio and listen to some real news.
Wow, you're
that's right.
That's such a rebel, but okay, go for it.
Bernie has a girlfriend.
Yeah, well.
I was amazed by that.
Yeah, well, I guess shortwave will do that, right? Yeah, so
he's got lots of gadgets.
Pledge for the shortwave.
I'll tell you, it does wonders for your libido.
Oh, you're still short waves. No, you're still there, Bernie. I'm sorry. I thought you were off the rails.
I did hang up on him, but you know the VIP button's pushed, so he didn't go away. But you're going away this time, Bernie. So
Goodbye, talk
to you later.
And people, get your pledge in before the end of the show. Thanks very much for supporting Off the Hook and WBAI.
Okay. Good night. 212-968-0500 is the phone number to pledge support for the radio station and for this radio show. Shall we take a couple more phone calls on the remote?
Yes, let's talk about Isaac.
All right. Good evening. You're on the air. Okay, the thing is, when I say good evening, you're on the air, you have to speak. That's the condition. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I was very interested in what Isaac said, and my perspective is somewhat in between his and yours in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Last year when Mr. Diallo, and first of all, I love your show. Last year when Mr. Diallo was tragically shot, I was really appalled by some of the commentators on WBAI who seemed to be encouraging people to hate each other. Certainly were encouraging people to violently demonstrate against the jury verdict. And so I was thinking to I wrote a letter to Chris Wendt because I admire his show, and I said, gee, how can I remain a member of a radio program, which is a station which is having such hateful speech and encouraging people to disrespect each other so much? He sent me back an email saying, if you care about WBAI and you don't like hateful speech, remain a member, be a member, and try to express yourself. So, as a matter of fact, I increased my membership, and now I'm expressing myself.
That's exactly
what it's about.
Yeah, I think you said it better than I was trying to say it for the last 20 minutes.
No.
But thanks for saying it.
Nice talking to you, and love the show.
Thanks. Take care. Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, we don't all have to agree, and we never will all agree. That's what it's all about. And I guess it's a microcosm, you know, here at the radio station and also out there in the world. You know, people who disagree are looked upon as bad, and that's should not be. You know, you need that dialogue. That's how you reach intelligent decisions. Good evening, you're on. People don't give up too easily. Good evening, you're on.
Yes, I'm a member, and I feel that Utrecht is fatuous.
Well, okay. Like I said many, many times, we don't tolerate personal attacks on anyone here. I mean, it's a simple thing. I really wish people would respect that.
I don't even know what that means.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Did I hear you say that you've been on since 7 o'clock tonight?
I think you heard me say that, yeah, and I think I was on since 7 tonight.
I'm just wondering what happened to Mike Levine. He was on 1 week after the attacks, then 2 weeks he was in reruns. His website is down. And I haven't heard anything.
Well, I'm not one to come forward with any kind of conspiracy, but I would suspect that he's going to be back here next week live, I think. I'd like some verification of this. If anybody in Tally or anyone else knows what the situation is next week, I'd certainly like to know about it myself. But I assure you, Mike is fine, and you will be hearing his jovial voice coming forth with all kinds of new conspiracies that are happening out there. Okay. We have time for about one or two more. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. I called earlier, and there was music over my voice. I just wondered if my point got through about Isaac being inconsistent in his position about the technology as opposed to the policy of the government.
I heard you make that point before.
Okay. Right, I'll hang out and give it to someone else.
Okay. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. How you doing, Manuel?
Okay.
A long-time listener. I was just wondering, is there any way of listening to that Canadian news on the net?
Yes. In fact, if you go to cbc.ca, you will get a tremendous amount of not only news and information, but you'll actually be able to hear the local radio stations from cities all over Canada. Just today, I was listening to a radio station from Iqaluit, which is in Nunavut. I was listening to the native speech up there, and it's really it brought back memories because I went up there back in the late 80s.
That's cbc.ca?
.ca for Canada.
Yeah.
And you'll get a whole listing of different cities that you can listen to. You can listen to Radio 1 from CBC, and on the hour they have news, and they have all kinds of other call-in programs and things like that. It's a lot of fun to listen to, and they've got some great programs there. All right, let's take one more phone call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to know, was Isaac a person of
military or intelligence background, or did his family come from a law enforcement background?
Not that I know of.
But you really don't know.
I didn't really do the usual, like, you know, probe on the person when they came to the station. But no, I don't believe so.
Okay, I won't take much time, but the point, or the question I'm asking, I don't know if you can even discuss this on the air, is, has it been a problem over the year of people coming to the station and perhaps befriending people who may have shows there and eventually getting themselves on the air and ultimately turning out to not be what they appeared to be at first?
Aliens.
Well, you see, I don't
mean aliens. I mean people there for purposes other than than what you might think they're there for.
I don't see that as a problem, because if you stand up for what it is you believe in, and you you know, you actually have some intelligence as to what you're saying, then somebody coming forth with an opinion that's different than yours shouldn't be a challenge. It shouldn't be something that, you know, that you can't handle. I don't really think the background was an issue at all. So anyway, that's pretty much all we have time for.
It's only three more minutes people can give to WBAI and show their support for Off the Hook.
That's right. So we hope that you call 212-968-0500. We're up to $3,300. It's not bad. I mean, it's not a catastrophe. It's not a disaster.
No. It's great, and we appreciate all the people that gave money.
But I'm hoping that it gets better in the moments ahead.
I'm telling you, Dinner with Emmanuel, the phones would ring Off the Hook.
I have to talk to you after the show. I really do, with these ideas of yours. Anyway, we'll be back again. I'm not sure exactly when we'll be back. Check the website, www.2600.com. We'll have details there as to when we come back and what we'll be doing, that kind of thing. Thanks, everybody who called in. Again, the pledge line, 212-968-0500. Let's get a few last-minute calls for Off the Hook. This is Emmanuel. Good night.
Coming up next is Nuff Sit here on WBAI-FM 99.5 in New York City.